There was a point in the season, late in the season, when you acquired Andrew Miller, the relief pitcher, considered one of the best in the league. How do you go about making those decisions at the certain time that you did?
Really complicated process and a difficult one, especially for us. We traded some players that from our minor league system that we know are going to go on and be very good major league players down the road. But we looked at it as this is really an opportunity for us. The way our players had played to that point, the team that we had in place, we wanted to try to support it and to try to help that team maybe reach the next level. We identified a few guys that we thought could impact our team, and Andrew was right there at the top of the list. Again, you'll hear a repetitive theme in my comments, but it's not only what Andrew brings to the table on the pitcher's mound. He's one of the best relievers in Major League Baseball. He's a dominant pitcher, but maybe as importantly is the type of teammate that he is. And Andrew from day one has been, you tell me when to pitch and I'll pitch. All I care about is trying to help the team win. And if that's in the ninth inning closing games, that's great. But if that situation comes up in the sixth or seventh, I'm happy to pitch then too. And that type of team-first mindset has a huge impact. Again, not only on how Terry can use Andrew, but on the tone it sets for everyone else. If arguably the best reliever in baseball or one of the best relievers in baseball saying, hey, I'll pitch whenever it's best for the team, that sets an incredible example for everybody else.
How do you get the fans on board? Attendance has been something this team struggled with for a number of years.